And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Well, we're going to have some fun in the latter part of today's show. I sure hope you can stick with me. We focus on wealth creation through real estate investment, but most importantly, why are we doing this? Why? Is it just real estate is our thing? Yeah, it is, but it's our thing for a reason, because it's the greatest wealth building vehicle on the planet. Just the multitude of ways to make money with real estate when properly and effectively invested within real estate. The wealth growth, the ease at which real estate brings us, the fact that it's the most resilient asset class on the planet. That's the reason for real estate. If there was something else that filled the void that was better than real estate, by all means, we'd pivot to that. But we just hadn't found it. But we're using the same principles of real estate investing that have been around for hundreds of years. So we're not doing anything new either. So, but what? Why? It's about the lifestyle, friends. We say it all the time. And I want to get into talking about lifestyle in the latter half of the show. First part, yeah, we're going to talk about real estate. But lifestyle improvements translate to mental and mindset improvements, and that translates to wealth growth, and wealth growth translate to improvement within peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. That's why we're doing it. Peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. So we got to get the why out there. We're not a bunch of misers that, and I'll over exaggerate here, but I think you'll know where we're going, that lock ourselves away and sit in the corner just to count our pennies every day. No, it's about creating a lifestyle. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was sitting out on a beautiful beach overlooking the ocean, listening to the waves crash about every 7 seconds. And a couple of weeks before that, I was out chasing massive fish with my son out in the bay, and that was amazing as well. And that's what I'm going to remember next year at this time. Am I going to remember, hey, you invested in this property and invest in that property? Sure, yeah, if I dig down a little bit. But when I wake up, I'm probably going to think about, man, that giant red that my son snagged when we were fishing. It was a 35-inch. It was massive. If you ever fish for red drum, that's a big one. We did turn it loose because it's a breeder. We could have tagged it and kept it. You're allowed two per year, but no, let's send her back, and hopefully she has lots of big babies just like herself. But lifestyle, that's what we'll remember. But I'll get into some aspirations later in the show. I wrote down 13 of them. I don't know if I'll get to them all. But again, it's just that focus and improve peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. That's what life's about. Real estate gives us the ability to create the wealth, and the wealth allows us to focus on what's important. So it's all tied together. But if you don't have a clear mind, you'll never succeed in any of it. So clear the clutter and focus on self-improvement. First, I've got an email. This is a good one. We'll hit it, and it'll probably carry over to the next segment. Hi, Mike. How are the higher interest rates changing the program to buy single-family properties? Great question. I appreciate it, keeping the name anonymous, but it's such a short-sighted question. You have to look at what we do is, it's not cyclical. It's not, now's the time to buy real estate, now's the time to not. Deals come and go, and you've got to analyze each and every deal. But what we do is definitely not cyclical. We make money in the good times, and we make money in the bad times. Actually, it's a better time to buy property when it's really bad, but we don't stop buying property. I've invested this year quite a bit, and we've still got a long way to go. I invested last year. I invested the year before that, 2020, 3 in 2022, and a lot of people might say, well, those weren't the best years going to invest in real estate. No, they weren't, but an okay deal is still better than no deal. So the short answer is really real estate interest rates have not affected what we do at all. They've never stopped us from investing. Now, keep in mind, Dale Walmsley that started Lifestyles Unlimited, he created the Financial Freedom Program in the 80s. Okay, what were interest rates in the 80s? What were they in the 90s, the mid-80s, the late 80s, the late 90s, the aughts, the 2000, the 2008? Interest rates will always change. I know it seems like we've had 3% interest rates forever. Okay, I get it. They were here for a long time, right? 10 plus years. That's just not normal. Today is normal. My first single-family rental property that I bought in 2013 was a 5.5% interest rate. It cash flowed over $500 a month. We didn't start getting down into the threes or the sub-threes until about 17, 18, 19, somewhere in there. But I was still buying houses in 13, 14, 15, and 16. So we keep investing year in and year out. Rule number two of what we have as real estate investors is must cash flow. That's the main thing. Now, we do an analysis on every property. We just don't look at a property and go, that's a pretty property. I think this is a great neighborhood. We'll buy it. No, it doesn't work that way. We do an analysis, and oftentimes we have to look at 20, 30 properties before we find one that fits. You've got to buy it right. But during our analysis, let's say interest rates are 7.5. We're going to plug in that 7.5 interest rate. We're going to plug in what the mortgage is going to be, the interest is going to be, the principal, the taxes. We plug all of that into our software, and then we answer a simple question. Does this property cash flow? Yes or no? If yes, we continue our analysis. If no, we move to the next house. It's that simple. You can get into more details and say, well, what if I put more down, right? Ate up some of that that leverage that you're borrowing from the bank and hence lowering the mortgage rate. When you look at it, you really have to put a lot down to change that delta of what you're paying, because we're using 30-year notes. And what happens typically, I'm not saying this is in every case, you'd really have to come out maybe in a 50 or 60% equity position. We don't want that to lower that that payment, right? That obligation back, and then subtract that from the rent to have a decent cash flow. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to get in and have to put 50 or 60% down. So does it cash flow? Yes. Proceed. Let's continue our analysis. No, let's start over. Again, rates are normal today. They're not high. I don't think we're in a seller's market. There's always going to be sellers that are distressed sellers. I think we're in a normal market. But using our model, we're looking for a distressed property that needs rehab, and then we want to bring that property to best product, best price. The number one consideration, again, will this property be cash positive? Yes. Okay, now let's look into it and go, what is our equity capture as a percentage of my investment? And for you new listeners out there, what I'm saying is we're buying a distressed property, and I'll just use a number. Let's say we're buying a property in a neighborhood where everything's worth $300,000, and we're buying this property for $185,000, right? We're buying it for less because it needs a lot of work, and it's a distressed seller, and we're probably one of the few people that wants to buy this property. So we're buying it, and we say, okay, if we put X into it, we need to get it to that $300,000 value. Obviously, we're not going to have to put $115,000, right? If we want we'd like to see an equity capture at least on a property of that size. I'd say at least $50,000. I'd have to get out some software and do the analysis. But what is my equity capture as a percentage of my out-of-pocket, okay? And I'm looking for a 50% plus. Notice I didn't say amount, I said difference. What is it as a percentage? If it's good, if you like it, if that satisfies you, you're making good at equity capture on this property. Now we're going to move to the third leg of the stool, so to speak. Let's look at the location of the property, the economy, the neighborhood. When all those factors are positive, property has good cash flow, it's got good equity capture. We've already plugged interest rate into the equation already. So interest rate's not changing what we do. It's just one of the factors we put into the evaluation. Interest rate is no more significant than our out-of-pocket, our rehab cost, our rent rates. It's just a factor. Okay, do you follow me? So your question is how do the interest rates expect what we do or change what we do? They really don't change what we do. It makes it maybe harder to find a property, so we got to keep searching. Then when interest rates were low, pretty much everything cash flowed the way we were doing it with our model. When they're a little higher, you got to find the right property, right? You got to buy it right. So keep that in mind. It may make your search a little tougher, but it's not going to stop us from investing if the right property comes along. And by the way, interest rates, we're not going back to 3% anytime soon. So for those of you that may be holding out to buy a rental property, when we get back to 3, you're going to be holding for a long time. We've had free money the last several years. Now there's an actual cost of money, which is the historical norm. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I did some research on this, and I found in 2023 a guy named Howard Marks. Maybe you've heard of him. Howard Marks is the CEO and founder of Oak Tree, and Oak Tree is a huge financial firm. It's a Manhattan-based financial firm. They're worldwide. They're one of the big outfits. And Howard Marks is the original founder and the CEO of Oak Tree. So when Howard Marks talks, people like me are going to listen. I want to hear what he says. So 2 years ago, he basically said the Fed rate is likely to be 2-4% over the next decade. That was 2 years ago. Well, Howard's correct so far. Now, keep in mind that Fed rate, you're like, Mike, interest rates aren't 2-4%. That's the Fed rate. That's the banks internally loaning money to each other. You and I, just normal citizens, we're going to have to pay 2-3 points above that. So that's where we're getting our 6s and 7s, right? If the Fed rate's 2-4, normal human American citizens are going to be 6-7-ish, right? Depending on what type of loan and all the factors that go into that. But Howard Marks went on to say that investors are experiencing the third sea change. After the federal rate hikes, the impact on economies and businesses, he's calling this the third sea change. And he says the change is fundamental and it's going to be long lasting rather than cyclical. So don't see us bouncing around a lot, right? And this guy, look, I don't know what his crystal ball is, but it's probably a lot clearer than mine. The guy does this for a living and he has been for decades. He talks about 1978 when he worked for Citibank. And he was dealing in high yield bonds and everything changed, right? There was a sea change when interest rates went to 20%, when Chairman Paul Volcker raised the Fed rates 20%. Can you imagine what the world was like back then? We're screaming today over 6-7%, and you had rates go to 20% in the 70s. That's insane in the late 70s and early 80s. So what Howard's saying is these interest rates are not high. They're normal. They're going to be the rule going forward. So as real estate investors, we got to get used to that. We got to just accept it and find the properties that make it work. And at the same time, sellers are coming to the realization that this is the world. If I want to sell, I've got to sell for this because of interest rates. And interest rates affect the values of properties, especially multifamily, through cap rates. We'll talk more on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. We're talking about interest rates and how it affects us as real estate investors. And really, the only effect is it's a factor in our analysis. 2 years ago, it was a little tougher because sellers still had the mindset that they could sell at 2020 and 2021 prices. And when you plug in the higher interest rates, well, it doesn't cash flow. The property just doesn't work. Hence, the property doesn't get sold. How desperate are you as a seller? Well, now it's been 2 years, 2.5 years since we've had the higher interest rates. Reality is setting in. Howard Marks will tell you this is the new normal. Going forward, it is a fundamental change. I accept what he says. So as real estate investors, we just keep plugging away. The sellers today are coming to the realization. I am seeing deal flow activity increase. So the sellers, 2 years ago, maybe they wanted to sell a property, whether it's multifamily or single family, and they say, I want to sell for X because everybody else around me sold for X. Well, everyone else around you sold for X last year. This is this year. This is now. change may feel like it's overnight, but it seemed quick, and it did change quick. So guess what? Your property isn't selling, at least not to us as investors. So, you know, some sellers can hold out. And how long can you hold your breath? At some point, you got to sell. And also, there's always those properties where just life happens, man. People pass away. People get divorced. People get job transfers. You name it. And there's houses that have to sell. And when they put them on the market, well, here's what the market is. Okay. And so now we're seeing some reality, right? We're seeing some deal flow. And now's actually a great time to jump in as a real estate investor. You can change your life quickly. I did it really in about three and a half years, literally. I had a rental property before I joined Lifestyles and wasn't doing everything, at least I know I wasn't doing everything right, learned how to do it. And once I got that roadmap and understanding, and I did my first one in the Lifestyles model, boom, I went and bought 11 properties in just under 3.5 years. 3.5 years, guys. And what kind of cash flow did I have? I had just under $50,000 in cash flow with those 11 properties, tax-free. If you can add another $50,000 to your life in 3 years, what would you do to achieve it? Now, for me, looking back, it seems like it changed overnight, but there was a lot to it, okay? Let me tell you where I was. It wasn't easy, per se. It was time-consuming. I did it. I had a corporate job that was very demanding. I had a lot of travel with that job. I had a lot of work. I had no free weekends, a lot of late nights. Keep in mind, I was married with 3 kids. And so we're taking care of the kids, and all of my kids were sporty sport kids. And so this one's into tennis and this one's into volleyball. And oh, by the way, she also plays softball. My son was basketball and football. Oh, and he's got to be in the select league. So we're traveling for that. So either I was away for a work weekend or we were doing some sort of kid weekend. This is all through the 3 years, right? But boom, we slugged it out and 11 properties, 3 years, all rented, cash flow just under $50,000. You can do this. I have only expanded on that over the last several years going for each and every year, okay? I'm going to give you some aspirations to change your mindset and let you know that you can do this. And I wrote these down. I hope to get to all of them. But today, number one, think big. Think big. Don't think small. Yes, should you set a goal to say, hey, I'm going to get that first rental property in 90 days? Sure. At the same time, I want you to work backwards. I want you to think with the end in mind and say, how am I going to get 11 properties in 3 years? And write down a date, whatever 3 years is from today, and write 11 properties, and then go back from that. Start with the end in mind, Stephen Covey. But doing so, you will move from the middle class mindset to the millionaire mindset. Now, you may not be a millionaire yet. When you get 11 properties, you will be. I guarantee it. On paper, in owning basically commodities within the house, it may be unrealized. I promise you, at 11 properties, you're a millionaire. You're a millionaire. It's just with the equity capture, doing it the way we do it. I can show you that, especially over 3 years. But see yourself becoming a millionaire. Set those goals to buy the rental real estate. If you own rental real estate right now, set that goal to buy more. See yourself becoming financially free. Next one, focus on investing instead of saving. You've got to understand, these two things are different. Okay, do I save? Yeah, I save to deploy into the next deal. And I just got into another one. I got the notice just a couple of weeks ago. So yes, I'm continuing on. So the wealthy doesn't let that savings sit for long, right? We got ants in our pants. You've got the money and you know you want to get into a deal. And then we got to find the deal. And it drives us crazy. So you want to constantly, you're saving not to hold on to it forever, okay? I've got a friend, a dear friend of mine, and he's going to give saving for retirement a shot, and he has been for the last few years. And, I mean, he just does without, and I've seen this happen so many, many times. I hope he makes it. But save to invest. Saving and investing are totally different, all right? Do you want the next single-family property, the next passive apartment to invest in? How much do you need? Write it down. If it's $50,000, how are you going to get there? Set a goal to find the money. I found seed money in my IRA, and when I spent all of that on investing in real estate, didn't really spend it, I invested it. Once that IRA was gone, what did I do next? I borrowed from my 401k twice. First time, $30,000. Second time, $50,000. Paid those back. When you're in one of those loans, you can't get any more money, right? You've got to pay that loan back before you grab again. What did I do? I went to my bank and I did a short-term personal loan for $50,000. Now, I only had that loan for about 3 months because I had a house that was under contract that was about to sell. So got the personal loan at high interest rates, very high interest rates, but it was only 3 months. So find the money. Stop spending. Sell some toys. I did that. I had a garage full of toys. We sold that. Don't get wrapped up in what's going on today. I remember my dad howling about, you know, Washington, D.C. decisions in 1976. I can remember my father-in-law lamenting things that happened in 2004, 2005, 2006. Personally, I've gone through the dot-com meltdown, the 2008 financial crisis, COVID. Look, we've survived a lot. Don't worry about any of that. Focus on building wealth. Focus on new opportunities. Focus on buying streams of income. Number three, this is important. Set a deadline for action. If you don't set a deadline, you may be listening to me right now and you're driving and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Pull over, write it down and say, I'm going to buy a rental property in the next 90 days. I'm going to attend a financial freedom, our free workshop at Lifestyles Unlimited to learn more. I'm going to join Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm not trying to sell you guys on any of this, but at least walk in and see what we're about. It's only $297 for our membership and learn all this. Ultimately, I want you to change your life for the better. It's not all about wealth, right? It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. It's about just being the best version of you. And in doing so, life is going to be so much sweeter, right? Peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness is what we want to focus on. If you missed some of the aspirations in the last segment, feel free to go back. You'll find those shows on our website. Next one I have has nothing to do with real estate. Has everything to do with your mind and how you feel. That's just as important. Eat healthier. It's harder than it sounds. Healthier food costs more. Number one, make some rules for yourself. I'm not going to do this, or I'm not only going to do this, or whatever that works. Predetermine menus for the week. Sunday afternoon, sit down and go, here's what we got. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Prepare as many of those as you can. It'll make your life a lot easier. Look, I'm no health guru. I love Tex-Mex as much as anybody, and a top-shelf margarita at 1,200 calories to go with it. What a killer. Guess what? I can't eat Tex-Mex 3 times a week like I could when I was 20. Once a month? Maybe, yeah. Once every 6 weeks, for sure. Start jonesing. Start getting the shakes if I don't do that. No, not true. But make conscious decisions, right? Do you want that fried or do you want it grilled? Grill it. Yes, it's a killer, but it's adult, right? Discipline, strategy. Eat better. Skip the occasional meal. I started doing that about a year ago. And at first, you're just super hungry. And if you get used to it, not that big of a deal. Does it mean I can go have an Andy's custard after that, you know, because I skipped a meal? No. You'll feel better. Smaller portions. But yeah, it's conscious. And again, I'm no health guru, so I got to remind myself quite a bit. But yeah, eat healthier. Let's go to the next one. Stop luxury consumption. Stop living among your means. I had a guy the other day, and he does pretty good. He's a young cat, and probably makes about $70,000 a year, I guess. And we were talking about different things, real estate among them, because he wants to get started and all this stuff. And I noticed his watch. And look, this is a Tuesday, okay? We're not at the country club or anything like that. You know, this is a very casual meeting. And I'm telling you, the watch he had on his arm was about $8,000. Okay. I know the brand, and I mean, it was nice. I have a nice watch. I don't wear it unless it's a special occasion. That's just me. And I'm like, wow, nice watch. And I was expecting, yeah, my dad gave it to me. My mom gave it to me. This is a guy, keep in mind, who wants to be a real estate investor. Young guy, go-getter. I mean, I like his enthusiasm. Yeah, I'm a watch freak, man. You know, this one was tough. You know, but we bought it and blah, blah, blah. And I got this kind and this kind and this kind. And before I know it, you know, 30 minutes of my life was hijacked because all this guy did was talk about luxury watches and how he's a watch freak. Man, you want to invest in real estate, you got to stop the luxury consumption. Stop living amongst your means. I didn't go so far as to tell him, you know, I just met the guy that, you know, you might get to a point where it might make sense to sell one or two of those watches and go buy a rent property. Go buy a goose that lays golden eggs. But it's not my place. You know, he'll figure it out. He'll come around if he wants to do our program. But if you want to get to the next level, you're going to have to sacrifice at this level. And I got a newsflash. Even the super wealthy sacrifice. They'll buy a stream of income so that they can then go buy whatever it is that wants. So if you're not financially free, if you're not saving to invest in the next deal, you need to be changing that life side of it, or budgeting and doing whatever you can. No one cares, right? If you're broke and you have a $7,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 watch, no one cares. And real estate investors, we can see that. We can see that across the room. I guarantee it. It's like Scooby sense, man. You can pick it up. I'm telling you, the millionaire is not the guy with the flashy watch. He's the dude in the flip-flops with the faded shorts. And he's wearing a collared shirt because, yeah, we're meeting out in public. But you know, all he does is wear T-shirts. That's the guy, I'm telling you right now. But anyway, stop living amongst your means and buying those luxury items. No one cares. Go get wealthy first. And then you know what's going to happen? That stuff isn't going to mean so much to you anymore. Reading, very important. Start reading for personal growth, not just entertainment. Set a time. Go look, no more. I'm not looking at the phone after 7 p.m. I'm going to read for an hour every day. I'm going to read 10 pages every day. Just finished an awesome book. I love the Freakonomics series. I'm just into stuff like that. And I just finished Super Freakonomics. You can look it up. It's called Super Freakonomics. And the authors, it's two authors. It's Levitt, L-E-V-I-T-T, and Dubner. Fun read, exciting, but they'll take economics and they apply it to cultural norms, things that we think are, you know, just every day. Yeah, of course that's true. And then they'll apply the math, and yeah, it's just fascinating. So good book recommendation there. I like historical books, but I do read plenty of financial books. Start reading. You'll be amazed at the change it'll provide for you. Here's a big one. Avoid negative self-talk. And I'm bad at this. I mean, we're the hardest on ourselves. I need to be better at it. I kick myself sometimes when, you know, I should have saw this or should have done this better. But, you know, be more appreciative for what you have. Be happy that you are where you are. Be happy that you found a program or a way to begin changing your life. Be happy that you're growing, that you have a path forward, and that you're growing. Be happy that I'm happy that I'm in real estate instead of in the stock market or crypto or gold, or that I didn't buy into some franchise 10 years ago and now I'm stuck doing that or gone bankrupt or what have you. Tell yourself you'll do better next time and you'll keep moving forward. Tell yourself you're going to do something today that will change your life tomorrow. All right. Next one. This is big. get out of the toxic relationships. You got a toxic boss, you got a toxic job. This is going to hurt for you to say it. Find another job. Start putting the wheels in motion to get the heck out of there, right? You got a toxic spouse. Look, I'm not going to advise anyone to get a divorce, but you got to do something about that, man. Go see somebody. Have a talk. There's a lot of toxic marriages and relationships where both sides know that it's toxic and they'll tell their friends, but they won't say to their significant other, hey, this is what I see. So instead, each side is telling the other side everything. And if they would just come together and tell each other, they can probably work it out, you know, set some guidelines. You got a toxic girlfriend, boyfriend, walk. Coworker, quit listening to the negativity. You got an angry, complaining neighbor. At some point, just rather than being polite and hearing them out, just go, listen, so-and-so, please don't even talk to me anymore. I don't want to hear about it. You got that overly political person, just stop. You know, that politics of, again, I told you my dad was screaming about politics in 1976. Nothing's changed. Every year there's going to be something to scream about. Don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in, you know, the woke haters, these people that hate themselves and therefore they hate the world and they want the world to know it. Walk away from that. All right. Aspiration number 9, get a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth income stream. Need I say more? I get real estate. I like real estate as income streams. Just get those income streams. Warren Buffett will tell you the most dangerous position you can be in life is to have one income stream. That's a job. Just have one. You know how dangerous that is? Your job can end tomorrow. And then you've got, what's the math here? One minus one equals zero. That's why you need the second, the third, the 12th, the 20th stream of income, right? Just start with small good choices, compound them. One rent house isn't going to retire you. It's a start. One passive apartment investment of even $25,000 isn't going to retire you. It's a start. Make one good choice for yourself and continue on. Next one, this is big. There's a book called Extreme Ownership. It's written by Jocko. He's a Navy SEAL. Take responsibility without excuses. You'll feel better. When something happens, quit trying to, well, if we didn't do this or we didn't do this. People actually justify car wrecks by saying, wow, if I hadn't have left 5 minutes early, I wouldn't have gotten in that car wreck. Stop looking at things as fate. How about if you weren't speeding and changing lanes and ran that stop sign? You wouldn't. That car wreck's on you. It's not timing. It's not timing. It's not fate. Accept responsibility. Something happens, that's on you. Every decision in your life is made by you, is on you. Good or bad, accept that responsibility. Great book. Again, it's called Extreme Ownership. It's by Jocko. I highly recommend it. And quickly, be grateful for what you have, but continue on, drive, and make it better tomorrow. And always remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.